process of rebuilding. Doubtless you took the right course in having an X-ray after the fall. Now we will keep in thought what wonderfully enduring substances you are made of. You are as unbreakable as thought or spirit, as sunshine or atmosphere. This is the reason why you are confidently holding to the fact of present intactness and insisting, "I am whole and sound. Principle is in charge, holding every speck of me in place, in order, and in shape. Nothing can interfere with the perfection of my makeup. Besides, abounding life, the very life that vitalizes the universe, is in me. It is all there is to me. Whatever improvement or reformation is necessary will proceed swiftly." Think on these and other curative truths. As you do so, consciousness builds you afresh, builds you a better body than any of your preceding bodies have been. I can imagine how hard it is to be still and patient in this emergency. But you can turn the setback to good account and prove it a blessing by hitching yourself so securely to spirit that you will never again be detached. Your last note just arrived. Consciousness, you know, turns out a new body every year or two. A confident and enlightened consciousness can do a better job of reconstruction than can the surgeons. So hold to the fact that consciousness is building you another body right now. We cannot say just when the work will be finished, maybe next week, maybe next June. But keep the blueprint of perfection before you. With this pattern to follow, consciousness will make that hip as perfect as the rest of you in his good time. Wise Dr. Oliver Wendell Holmes, as I have so often reminded you, called on consciousness to do a better job next time when he ordered, "Build me more stately mansions, O my soul, as the swift seasons roll." Now remember, consciousness is getting ready to build you a new body, and intellect too. So the situation is very hopeful when you say your mental state is much improved. Continue to fill mentality with sound, wholesome, colorful thoughts. Consciousness is just looking for such timber to build with. Man does not live by bread alone. In other words, consciousness, in carrying on its building operations, uses other substances than the bread and potatoes and caviar you eat. It draws on your thoughts, on your moods. In fact, it gets most of its timber out of mood rather than out of ordinary food. So do the best you can to keep your thought buoyant and young and expectant and animate. Be very much in earnest. Ask for a great deal and ask expectantly. Make urgent appeals to consciousness, to the Almighty, to that unseen, always adequate power we call God. It will set you free to admit that your intactness has not been shaken by the fall, and therefore that you still have all the strength and resourcefulness and confidence you need for doing everything legitimate that may be required of you. You may not be able to do much of yourself, but the Father that dwelleth in you, with whom you are at one, can do all that is necessary to put you on your feet and endue you with the resolution and ability to make the grade. Spiritual woman, and that is what you are, cannot slip or stumble or get bumped. You did not fall. Blot out the whole picture. You are quite yourself this moment. The laws of prolonged convalescence are not laws at all, as you well know. Your integrity has never been invaded. You will be stepping out any day finer than ever. Meanwhile, be half as patient as Job was. You will be so much bigger because of this experience that you will find that it has not been a reversal after all.